SPP stakeholders trimmed $2.5 billion from 2025 transmission plan, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. Editor's note: a previous version of this story's headline incorrectly said that $3.8 billion had been trimmed. Little or OCK or Ken saw, it took 6 votes during more than 4 hours of discussion, over the course of 2 days of meetings, before SPP stakeholders endorsed the 2025 10-year transmission plan and some of its proposed 765 kilovolts lines, trimming about $2.5 billion in costs from the portfolio. Members of the Markets and Operations Policy Committee on October 13 first rejected their own proposal to defer the 3 southern legs of a proposed 765 kilovolts overlay that would have shaved $3.83 billion in costs off the portfolio. They then shot down a motion to endorse the plan and the assessment report as modified by 2 stakeholder groups. Neither motion received more than 57.5% approval, far short of MOPC's 66.7% threshold. After a night's rest, SPP staff regrouped October 14 during MOPC's second day with 3 new proposals. They asked members to endorse. The 2025 Integrated Transmission Planning Assessment Report is having been completed according to the tariff. Construction permits for the report's 345 kilovolt projects and 3 765 kilovolt reliability projects on the eastern and western legs of the RTO Southern Extra High Voltage Overlay, and permits for the 3 765 kilovolt economic projects looping the overlay's 2 legs together. The Crawfish Draw Minco Seminole Anthem segments total about 515 miles and are estimated to cost $3.83 billion. Referring the previous day's voting failures, Casey Caffey, SPP Vice President of Engineering, asked MOPC for a more clear and granular direction for the Board of Directors to better prepare it for its consideration of the ITP when it meets in November. Staff have been studying about $18 billion in transmission projects as part of the 2025 assessment. The grid operator has proposed deferring $7 billion in 765 kilovolt projects, reducing the portfolio to $11.16 billion for up to 50 construction permits to meet reliability and short-term needs. It has projected benefit-cost ratios of between 10 to 1 and 15 to 1. Caffey reiterated the RTO's cost control measures and outlined several recent and in-flight tariff changes that improve the SPP's cost estimate process. He said the 2025 ITP's 765 kilovolt economic projects will have more control measures and conditions, including alignment with the 2026 ITP 765 kilovolts overlay. The grid operator was stung recently when cost estimates for its first 765 project, Southwest Public Service's 345-mile Potter Crossroads Phantom Transmission Line that was part of the 2024 ITP, more than doubled from $1.69 billion to $3.62 billion. It took several more months of meetings for SPP to secure the project's approval after SPS staff refined the RTO's project projections. "We just went through that with the Potter to Crossroads to Phantom facility, so everybody has kind of a clear understanding of how that might work," Caffey said, calling it a good example of SPP's existing cost control measures. "The project obviously came in higher for a number of reasons, but it also helped from benefits, cost ratio and reliability needs perspective." MOPC members provided the granular feedback with their concerns on affordability, cost allocations, inequitable benefits and uncertainty about moving too fast or whether load growth slows. They questioned staff about the lack of analysis in the 2 motions to approve transmission projects and raised concerns about reliability concerns when 765 kilovolts projects are set aside. Next, Era Energy Resources' Jeff Wells objected to voting on separate construction permits rather than the entire portfolio. "It was designed as a whole. It was studied as a whole, a complete portfolio. It works in concert," he said. "Piecemealing it apart, simply because maybe we don't like the designation, potentially, of reliability or economic projects, when you piecemeal that, you run the risk of losing the benefit that the portfolio has as a whole." SPP has a really tremendous opportunity for growth with the industrial and technological developments that we're seeing in this country. Load growth as a result is also predicted to be tremendous, said Jennifer Solomon, also with NextEra. "If we don't build this portfolio as a whole, the development may not come because what we're seeing is that there may not be room for it." MISO, ERCOT, and PJM are all moving aggressively forward with 765 kilovolts lines just to keep up with the loads that they're seeing. MOPC easily endorsed the first 2 motions. However, the motion to endorse the 3 765 kilovolts economic lines fell woefully short at 43.8% approval. As staff mulled next steps, Director Steve Wright weighed in. He pushed for compromise among stakeholders and called for a better understanding of mitigating risk with large transmission facilities. One of the things that's been ingrained in me in the 3 years on the board is it's a hallmark of the board that we really want a high level of consensus, he said. We don't have it here. The question is, what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks? I really hope the members' committee vote and advisory ballot that precedes board votes will not be the same vote as what we just had, because that just basically punts the issue to the board and is something that clearly tarries not much agreement around. American Electric Power's Richard Ross echoed right in calling for a separate vote on the Seminole Anthem portion of the 765 kV Southern Loop in the utility's eastern Oklahoma service territory. The project is fast becoming a reliability project, Ross said, with 2.5 gigawatts of load added to transmission service agreements after the 2025 ITP models were locked. That further solidifies that this will be a reliability project in the 2026 ITP, Kathy said. I don't want us to get away from this meeting without addressing that issue and mitigating the risk that we delay beginning work on that project as soon as possible, Ross said, begging for one more vote so that that message is clear to the board that we as a group agreed on moving forward with that particular project. MOPC endorsed the project's approval and its projected $1.2 billion price tag, giving it 72.5% approval. Transmission owners voted 11-6 in favor, with one abstention, while transmission users approved the motion 45-11, with 8 abstentions. The committee's actions reduced the 2025 ITP's cost to $8.7 billion, SPP said. That still exceeds the record 2024 assessment, which approved permits for more than $7.6 billion in projects. SPP COO Antoine Lucas promised staff will provide more information on cost containment measures and risk mitigation as staff takes the ITP before state commissioners and the board, saying he understood the concerns being expressed. He said staff will continue to evaluate the $7 billion in deferred projects as load forecasts continue to evolve. This 2025 ITP comes in the context of increasing strain on the existing transmission network, he said. The challenge is that we've had to interconnect new generation and load without the need for tremendous new upgrade costs is a pretty good signal that the transmission system is at its limits. What we see every day in our markets is increasing levels of congestion, another very clear metric of very limited and, in some areas and cases, insufficient transmission. Staff have scheduled an education session for the Regional State Committee on October 24. The state commissioners do not have any say over the ITP, but Kathy said the RTO will use the session to support any regulatory concerns or necessary additional policy. The board will take up the package during its November 4 quarterly meeting in Little Rock.